We now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. Marco Polo, together with his father, his uncle, and his servant Benno, was imprisoned by Prince Aloardin, a notorious robber who was known as the Old Man of the Mountain. Marco Polo and his companions were on their way to Persia when they were waylaid by Prince Aloardin and his soldiers and taken to the castle. There they were drugged with hashish, and they passed through an extraordinary experience, first imagining that they were in paradise. After they passed through this first experience, they were visited by Prince Aloardin, who informed them that the second effect of the drug would make them wish to kill each other. The prince then left Marco Polo with his father and his uncle. After a while, the lust to kill seized possession of the three men. They quarreled violently. Marco Polo raised his hand to strike his uncle. Then his father, Niccolo, intervened.
Marco, stay your hand. This is madness. Can you not understand? Madness caused by that drug.
My uncle Matthew has insulted me for years. He hates me.
I do hate you. Strike me at your own risk, Marco Polo.
Mayhap the madness of the drug is passing from me. Can you not understand? You do not hate each other. Marco, you are my son. Hear me. You must not strike your uncle.
The madness of the drug. I remember now. Did not the Old Man of the Mountain say we would desire to kill each other? I am consumed with rage, mad to kill my uncle, but I must not. I must not.
Seat yourself in that divan, my son. Tell yourself that you must not kill. The drug must not drive you to such madness.
I must not kill. I must not kill. And yet my uncle stands there leering at me. I desire to strike him down.
My son, hear me. Try to be calm. Your uncle means you no harm.
I do mean him harm, the young upstart. How dare he threaten me?
Matthew, you are also under the effect of the drug. Go you to the far end of the room as I do as I bid you. Think you not that I was not possessed of the madness? I felt a surge of rage, a desire to kill, but it has passed.
My madness is passing too. I ask your pardon, my uncle.
You may well ask my pardon.
Peace, peace, Matthew.
My brain is clouded. I feel that I will swoon.
Please, help him. Now, rest here a while. May the Lord be praised that the madness passed from me, and that I was able to make peace between you.
The madness is passing from me. No longer do I see a red mist before my eyes. No longer do I wish to kill. Oh, I ask your pardon, Marco.
And I ask yours, my uncle.
May heaven be praised. The madness has passed from all of us. The Old Man of the Mountain has failed to make us kill each other.
But what will he do now?
Mayhap he will order his soldiers to put us to death.
To put us to death?
Yes.
I thirsted for adventure, and now I have found it. We are strong, resourceful men. We will find some way to escape from here.
But what has become of poor Benno?
Look, someone enters through the curtains now.
It is Benno.
He carries a knife.
Benno, we give you greeting. We are glad that you are still alive.
You have ruled me and given me your orders long enough. Now I will kill you all, and you shall be the first to die, Marco Polo.
Have a care, Marco. He is seized with the madness of the drug. Benno, put up that knife.
I say you shall die, you dog.
Benno, you know not what you say.
I have come here to kill you. They gave me the knife. They told me that you desired my death, but I shall not die. Take this knife in your heart, Marco Polo.
What so, Benno? I have your wrist.
Oh, let me go, dog. I hate you.
Benno, you are seized by madness. Drop the knife as Marco bid you.
Do not break his arm, Marco.
I will not break his arm.
Benno, you must drop that knife.
I obey, Marco Polo.
It is well.
Would that I had been given strength to kill you. I hate you, you dog.
Benno, you do not hate me. You are under the influence of a dangerous drug, Benno. We had a desire to kill each other. Come, rest here, Benno. Soon you will recover.
I feel ill. I know not what ails me.
We know what ails you, Benno. We have suffered as you have. Now rest quietly. Soon you will recover. Madness passes very quickly.
I know not whether I am mad or dead. I have had strange dreams. I thought I was in paradise. Beauteous maidens surrounded me, offering me rich foods and wine.
I am no lady's man, as you know, sirs. But one of these beauteous maidens stroked my head gently. Her hands were so cool. Her eyes were like limpid pools.
Oh.
She must have been an angel.
No angel, Benno.
But how do you know that, Marco Polo?
Beauteous maidens attended us. I know not whether we dreamt of their presence or whether they were sent by the old man of the mountain so that he might believe we were in paradise.
Did I really strive to kill you, Marco Polo?
You did. That knife lies on the floor to prove it.
Oh, I ask your pardon. You are my master. I have served you faithfully for many years. I crave your forgiveness.
You need not my forgiveness, Benno.
You were not master of yourself, Benno.
This old man of the mountain is a devil. He has bewitched us.
So far we have defeated him. We must find a way to escape from his clutches.
That drug which he calls hashish is powerful. Mayhap it would be useful to the people of Venice.
Ah, foolish words, Marco Polo. What use could the people of Venice find for hashish?
Well, the soldiers of Venice need the courage when it comes to war. Mayhap the drug would not be so useful. Still, I would like to take some back with me if we ever do manage to return.
Someone comes now.
Oh, it is the old man of the mountain.
Ah. This is a pleasant surprise. I did not expect to find all four of my captives alive.
We are all alive, O Moose Hyphen. And now we demand our freedom.
It is strange to find you all alive. Did you not desire to kill each other?
We did have that desire, but we resisted it.
Mayhap we did not give you enough of the drug. Mayhap you of the outside world have more power to resist it.
We have resisted it, and we now wish to continue our journey.
You say that you are going to visit the Khan of Persia. He is my enemy.
We are not your enemies. We are peaceful travelers.
Do you not desire to stay here at this castle? Do you not desire to live a life of luxury and ease, and to serve that prince who is called the Old Man of the Mountain?
We merely desire to proceed on our journey.
You are ungrateful. You desire your freedom. But I am reluctant to let you go. You will remain here. You may roam around the castle grounds, but you must not go past the castle gates, which will be closely guarded.
Oh. What is that noise? What has happened now?
The alarm gongs have sounded. The castle is attacked. The Khan of Persia is making another attempt on the castle. He has vowed to make the road safe for travelers.
Oh, attack those pirates! The Khan of Persia is once more striving against you.
Many times has he strived to defeat me, and always he has failed. Have the gates manned. Let them attack our mountain fastness. We are prepared. We have food and water in plenty. Let the world be manned.
It shall be so. Has your highness any commands in regard to these prisoners?
They will provide us with further amusement later on. We may even press them into service to repel the invaders. Call upon them if you want them. They are free to roam around the castle. I go now to arm my men.
You prisoners will keep away from the gates and walls. If you will attempt to escape, you will be killed. I go now to attend the prince.
I only hope and pray that the Khan of Persia will be successful in destroying this castle.
If he does, he may put us to death. He may think we are in the army.
If only we could find some way to aid the Khan of Persia, to bring about the defeat of this royal robber.
Well, I, for one, intend to take a walk in the castle grounds. Let us view the hostilities. And who knows, by some strange means, we may be able to assist the Khan of Persia.
Come, we are free to leave this room.
Marco Polo and his father Niccolo and his uncle Matthew strolled through the castle grounds, and their servant Benno walked a few paces behind them. They observed all the preparations that were being made to repel the invaders. They then strolled along to the rear of the castle, and there Marco climbed on a high rock. He discovered that he could view the activities.
If I jump from this rock, I can just reach the top of the wall. And at the foot of the wall is a tortuous mountain path.
What of it? What of it? Come down from there, Marco.
I can make my escape over this wall, and I can lead the soldiers an object beside the wall and climb over it. Then they can attack the castle of Prince Alloadan from the rear. This must be a secret path, known only to the inhabitants of the castle.
How do you know that this path leads to the foot of the mountain? You may not be able to reach the army of the Khan of Persia.
Well, at least I can try. Now, be of good heart. I swear I will return. One of us must go for help.
Wait a minute, Marco. If the prince finds that you have escaped, he may put us to death.
Paul, do not tell him that I have escaped. This is a desperate chance to win freedom and to overthrow this mountain robber so that the roads will be safe for travelers. Now, guard yourselves
and pray.
But I return.
Look, he is clambering over the top of the wall.
Oh, he will never reach the top safely. Make him return.
Let him go. Ah, my son is brave. Go. Ah, my son is brave. Look, he has gone now. We can only pray that he will have returned safely.
He is very foolish. He will run us into danger.
No, my son is very brave. Through him we may be saved.
I wish I had gone with my master. I might have been able to help him.
No, he is better alone. But look, the old man of the mountain comes this way.
Well, my friends, the battle has not yet started. But the army of the Khan will never be able to reach the gates. Since every time they attempt to climb the mountain, great boulders will be pushed down upon them. Our preparations are completed. You see, there is already a clear space before they can possibly reach the gates of the castle. They cannot take cover, but we have need of every man.
Oh, most noble prince, we will go and rest in the castle now.
One moment. I said, did I not, that we have need of every man. Where is that other man, that tall young stripling? Your son, Marco Polo. I have work for him.
He rests in the castle at present.
Go, bring him at once. Bring him before me. The old man of the mountains has spoken.